the swearing, Paul.
The profanity bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
In our galaxy, the very same one, Space Cowboys and Wookiees have returned. It's being brought to you by Disney and Ron Howard. It's Solo! Oh my god, it's finally here! And this review is spoiler-free. Star Wars used to be great. If you grew up watching the original trilogies, you'll know how important the Star Wars franchise is to pop culture. You'll understand the true power of the Force. You'll remember this pinnacle moment.
I am the father.
And be ready to defend or mourn Jar Jar Binks' existence till the day you die.
No, Mrs. Stay!
Solo, A Star Wars Story is the second movie in the Star Wars anthology series, but since Disney bought the rights to the characters, we've been left with some serious hits and some even more serious misses. So, how does Solo compare?
Might wanna buckle up, baby.
Solo follows the intergalactic adventures of a young Han Solo, a much-loved character once played by a young Harrison Ford. But this time round, his boots are being filled by the relatively unknown actor Alden Ehrenreich.
I waited a long time for a shot like this.
And playing Kira, his love interest, is Game of Thrones' Emilia Clarke. The plot itself feels very safe, and at times gives off a fanfiction vibe, like it's a pretty expected backstory of Han, how he met Kira, and how he became a pilot for the Millennium Falcon. And then there's the ultimate team-up, and you see how Han met Chewie. Won't give away too much, but let's just say the way they meet is... And outside of the plot, which we won't go too much into because...
Spoilers!
There's a lot to be said about Solo, A Star Wars Story. Like, we could talk about Donald Glover's spicy-ass performance and how he steals the show.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
Or we could talk at length about how Star Wars is more than a franchise. It's a community.
It's a world.
Star Wars is life. But these would all just be distractions from the fact that Solo really doesn't offer much to the Star Wars universe. Like, you don't really leave the movie with any new information you could have gone living without. But if you want to see a perfect example of a once-loved and brilliant movie franchise being milked bone dry, then the prequel spin-off Solo is the movie for you. It's big, it's fun, it's flashy, it'll try to break those nostalgia pleasure centers in your brain, but in the long run, it's fairly underwhelming and unmemorable. Solo, it gets 2.5 out of 5.
Triple J.